The Medrash says, "Minayin ata omer?" How do you know? Sheim shama adam davar mipi katan shebi Yisrael. That if someone heard something from even someone little in Israel, ye beinav kishomer mipi chacham shebi Yisrael. Your child comes home and tells you dvar Torah, so treat it as though a sage in Israel told you. Talmud lomar vayayim shamoa tishmeu. Hashem says, if you hear, you will listen. ולא כשומם פי חכם אלא כשומם פי חכמים ולא כשומם פי חכמים אלא כשומם פי סנדרין ולא כשומם פי סנדרין אלא כשומם פי משה ולא כשומם פי משה אלא כשומם פי הקדוש ברוך הוא. The Medrash says, don't feel like you're listening to one sage say it. Feel as though all the sages are saying it. Don't feel as though all the sages are telling you that mishnah or that halacha. Feel as though the whole court is telling you that. Don't feel as though the whole court is telling you that. Feel as though Moshe is telling you that. Don't feel as though Moshe is telling you that. Feel as though the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling you that. Sheken kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael yesh lo ma le'ashmi'a. Every person in Israel has something to make heard. And there's something you should hear from him. And that's the idea of Naseh V'nishma. We will continue listening. We should be interested in what people are telling us. Every person has something they can uncover in Torah that no one else can. So V'nishma, what's the Vav? And we will listen. Listen and continue listening. And vinishma means and continue listening and recognize you're hearing the words of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I had a very interesting habit. I grew up in Muncie. And when I grew up in Muncie, Muncie was this little shtetl, a little town. Everyone knew everyone. A really small town. Today it's a big city. But once upon a time it wasn't that way. Once upon a time, I mean, it was really small. We really knew everyone. And then I got a license at a very young age, and when I'd give people rides, when you know everyone, I mean, you give people rides. So I'd be driving, I'd see someone walking, I'd pull up, say, "You want a ride?" I'd give them a ride where if, you know, as far as we were going in the same route. And then after they'd buckle up, we'd start driving, and I'd say, "You know, there's a cost." So the person would get really scared. I'd say, "You got to tell me a Dvar Torah." And very often people say, "I don't have a Dvar Torah." And I'd say, "I'm on such a level that you tell me a Pasuk, I'm happy. You tell me a Mishnah, I'm happy. You tell me Halacha, you tell me the most obvious thing to you, for me it's a big deal. Tell me any piece of Torah and I'm happy. It doesn't matter what." And I have Divrei Torah till today. I have such beautiful things of Torah that I learned from these little rides. I'd give people a ride. They, you know, we're not talking about a tramp for an hour. You're talking about 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Till today, I can tell you Divrei Torah. I could sit here for the next hour just sharing with you beautiful things I gained from those rides. Now, sometimes the person sitting next to me was obviously not so learned, but I still gained. You know, I can tell you, we don't have the time. Fantastic Divrei Torah. But this guy heard it in a shir, and that guy. Every person in Israel has Torah they could teach us. We have to be open to listening. Vinishma, and I'll continue listening. Part of this, says Rav Charlap, is a lesson in musar, in our behavior. When you cherish something, when you feel like it's a... If you're in the stock market and someone, you're on your way out of shul Monday morning and you hear someone say, "I heard a very interesting tip about what's happening today," you stop in your tracks and you listen because you're curious. It might be very worthwhile for you to hear that conversation. When something is precious to you, you're listening. So here we're being taught that our approach to Torah should be that I can gain a lot. And so, even if it's someone who I don't think is of such great value, but they want to share Torah with me, listen. And that's because Torah should be precious to us. When we say Naseh V'Nishma, we're saying it's so precious that we won't be lazy, we will listen. And even when the smallest Jew, your 3-year-old, 4-year-old, comes and tells you something, it's worth listening to. I was shocked. For years I've been quoting the Medrash here that Paro was this tall. For years. And then my five-year-old came home and says to me, Abba, do you know that Paro was the height of a bottle of Coke? So I looked at that and I said, that's such a wonderful way to say it. That's great. I never expressed it that way. I buy it. That's it. In class, from now on, that's the line. Paro was the height of a bottle, of a Coke bottle.
That's one strong midget.
That's okay. That's. But again, it's you're listening. So it's a five-year-old talking, but you hear it from a five-year-old's perspective. And suddenly, it's a, wow, wait, that's an interesting way to say that, Medrash. It's not an amo. Okay, it's a little bit bigger than a bottle of Coke, okay? Say that. It's not nama. Okay, a little bit more in the bottle of Coke. Okay, so that's the idea of Naseh v'Nishma. We will continue listening. Okay.